I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we're going to start with a question. Would you stand with the children of Iran today? Behind the headlines are kids whom Jesus loves. Kids from minority ethnic and religious groups endure poverty, abuse, child marriages, and worse. Lana Silk with Transform Iran says the ministry comes alongside Christian kids under pressure. Education in Iran is heavily Islamic. Christian parents and kids have to navigate their only chance at an education.
Think about 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old children saying, "Mom, why do I have to pray these prayers? Why do I have to learn all these things that I know are not true?"
Pray for the next generation of Iran and consider partnering with Transform Iran.
So this Christmas, we are working hard to raise funds to reach 1,000 children of Iran, to strengthen them through these weekly outreach programs, to give them humanitarian aid where they need it, to give them resources.
And what happens when Bible translation is led by local believers in a community? Uncontrollable spread of the gospel. Dane with Unfolding Words shares the story of an Iranian woman who heard the name Jesus and was filled with joy thanks to the church-centric Bible translation happening in her community.
She became a Christian a little over a year ago, and in that time, she's gone out twice a day and shares the gospel with her Iranian friends and family members. She's shared the gospel with over 600 people, and she's led over 80 of them to Christ.
For Christians in places where the gospel is not welcome, sharing it can cost you your life, and yet many believers do it anyway. There's something about taking part in the Bible translation work in their own heart language that adds to that boldness. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.